Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. You know, I have such an amazing show for you today. We're going to be talking about what it really takes to be relentless so that you can actually manifest those dreams. Think about it right now. Think about one of your dreams that you have right now. Maybe it's to open a business, or maybe your business is open and it's running, but you know, you want to take it from where it is to maybe double your revenues, triple your revenues, quadruple your revenues. And why do you want to do that? Because you know that your product or service helps so many people, and you need to get that message or that product or service into the world in a bigger way. All right. So what does it take? You know, I've been an entrepreneur for most of my life, and I can tell you this. It takes courage. It takes faith. It takes exploring the unknown. It takes everything you have. But you know, the good news is when you put all of that into you and your business, what happens is you transform, you grow, you become the person that you most admire in your own life. Now, this isn't coming from a place of ego. It's coming from a place of truth and understanding. And guess what? As I mentioned earlier, it takes a lot of courage to do this. This is not for the faint of heart. I can tell you that. I know that I've been working with entrepreneurs for over 30 years now. And the ones that are really successful are the ones that have learned that this is an evolutionary process. It's a process of growing yourself and growing your business at the same time. And it's not just about self and business. It's also about growing your relationships, being balanced in your family and your home life. You know, I've also worked with entrepreneurs that have come in that they put everything in their business, and the business took everything, and it took a little more. And mostly what it takes is their health if they're not balanced. So this isn't about that. This is teaching you how to be relentless in what your pursuits are, no matter what the obstacles. We might even tell you about a little of the story that's gone on in the background today to be relentless, to even get this show for you. I'll see if we go there. But in any case, I have a very special guest for you. And we're going to get right to her as soon as we take this quick break. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Well, welcome back, everybody, to, I think, one of the funnest shows on the planet right now, because it's not only do we have fun, sometimes we throw in some little tips to help you really grow yourself and your business. Today, I have Neely Powell on the show. Neely, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so great to have you. Well, for those of you that don't know Neely, she is the founder of the now iconic national footwear brand, Charleston Shoe Company. And Neely Powell is the mind behind the ever-growing retail brand. She opened the first store about 25 years ago in Savannah, and they've expanded nationwide to dozens of major cities. In fact, they're in over 800 boutiques across the U.S. And the reason for that is because of their amazing designs. And I would say another reason is because of Neely's relentlessness. What I loved about your story, Neely, is not just about shoes. It's about entrepreneurship and determination. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So it's so good to have you. Hey, Thank shoes. You. Like, why shoes? Why did you get in the shoe business?
Well, you know, I don't know whatever comes first, the chicken or the egg. And in my case, the entrepreneurs or the shoes. So I actually met my cobbler when I was a teenager in Mexico. And, you know, women, all women love shoes. So I started importing the shoes. In college, my mother had a furniture business. And in order to make extra money, I would bring suitcases of shoes to her furniture markets and sell shoes to women wearing uncomfortable shoes. So by the time I got out of college, I probably had 200 wholesale accounts. And at that point, it kind of became, you know, a necessity for these women and a necessity for me. It really wasn't about making any money because my margins were so terrible, but I had an obligation to these women to bring these shoes to these markets and sell these comfortable shoes to them all over.
I love, did you even know what a margin was back then? I mean, you know, when you first started?
Of course not. Of course not. I was a starving artist at the very least.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of times entrepreneurs, you have this purpose or drive or, you know, what drove you to do this?
I don't really think there was anything driving me other than this innate entrepreneur. My parents were both entrepreneurs, and I was always creative, and I was always creating new fun things. And, you know, and it was the momentum just kept going, and I was living in the moment, and I was providing this thing that brought such joy to all these women. They were walking around furniture markets, and my mom had a furniture booth, and these women were, they just, you know, the minute they saw shoes, it took them to a different place, and they put them on their feet and they were comfortable, and things just steamrolled from there.
Well, I love that. Well, okay. So I assume everything was, you know, if you're like most entrepreneurs, it wasn't a straight up climb. There were challenges along the way. When you hit some of your earlier challenges, what you have any stories about what happened and maybe how you overcame that?
Sure. Yeah. So I like to say I'm a 25-year overnight success. You know, in the world of 25 years ago when I started this business, we didn't have cell phones. You know, and I was dealing with my factory in Mexico that was, I'd order 60 pairs of black shoes for a client that wanted them, and I'd get 60 pairs of yellow shoes. And, you know, that was hard when you were trying to fulfill retail stores with goods as opposed to just stocking your own retail store. So I spent the next 10 years trying to figure out a new way to do the business. And I think as an entrepreneur, that's all you're doing. You're constantly trying to reinvent the wheel, and you want to take these risks, and you keep poking at it until it clicks. And so I went back to school and took shoe design, and I decided to open my first retail store. And so anytime I received product that I didn't order, I could sell it anyway because it was just to people off the street. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, we're creative in itself, but the most creative part is learning as you go and taking those opportunities and making them something bigger. You know, we never say that we have problems in my company. All my employees know to say this is a new opportunity to change course.
I love that. So what is the mission of the company itself? What is your mission?
Well, I design along with my customers and my employees and all of us. We design comfortable, fashionable shoes for women. They're all machine washable. They're practical. They're amazing. And we've never marketed a day in our life until COVID. Because our customer base is so loyal, and they tell all their friends, and the stories that come from those customers is amazing. You know, I was sitting at a bar, and this woman commented on my shoe, and I let her try it on, and she fell in love with it. And these two strangers have now just bonded over what we now call shoe joy. And I think within all of our retail stores, which I now have 25 around the country, that's what we're trying to do. It's not retail. It's come shopping in your best friend's closet and and, you know, build these relationships. And at the end of the day, it's about people and these connections. And I'm doing that with the 250 employees I have that are my family and with all these customers we're meeting. So we've gone beyond shoes and are spreading shoe joy, not only through retail purchases, but through all the shoes that we donate.
I love that. You know, I work with a lot of companies right around the same size as yours, by the way. And what I find is it's the culture that's created by the leader. And what I'm hearing you is really a culture of fun, a culture of service, a culture of really being there for your customers and most likely your employees. Is that accurate or?
Absolutely. I say that to my employees all the time. I say, you know, this is a job. As an entrepreneur, I'm lucky, and all entrepreneurs are lucky that they get to do something they love all day. And I say the same thing to all of my employees that are budding entrepreneurs in their own realm, that if you don't enjoy what you do all day, why are you doing it? You spend more than half your life, and life is too short to not make that a priority.
I love it. You know, when you first started, because I was working with somebody this morning who's just having challenges with deciding, she's very creative, with deciding what is the path. Right? What is the path? She's got all these ways to go. And, you know, somebody might have said to you, shoes, are you kidding? You can't make any money with shoes. Why are you doing shoes? I mean, what was it? What is that advice you might give to that new entrepreneur that's starting out going, I've got to choose. I know what I love, but I don't think there's any money in it.
I really do believe, though, if you have that drive and that passion and that determination and that relentlessness, that whatever you do, if you find that great a passion in it and you stand behind it and believe in it, that you can do it. And you have to keep trying too. It's not, you know, I have a 16-year-old and I tell her all the time, you know, we're learning to drive, and she thinks she's just going to get out and start driving her car and it's going to be, you know, easy. But practice makes perfect. And it's the same thing in building a business. It's dedication and determination. And I think nowadays it's easier to forget about that with the internet and seeing all these overnight successes and things like that. And you really need to keep in mind that, you know, you're doing something for a reason because you love it and you believe in it. And if you feel strongly about it, that you can make anything happen.
Well, you know, what I love about that is, you know, there are a lot of overnight successes in the internet, and that's great. But, you know, we're in this for the long run. And sometimes those overnight successes, they look successful, but in the end, they're not so successful. They go through changes and challenges and everything that we all do. In fact, you know, if you won the lottery, I think it's about 70% of them lose it all within 5 years, right? The reason for that is the mindset, right? They don't have the skills and the mindset how to manage the money, maybe have, most importantly, maybe manage their desires. I bet you that's an issue when you first start out. And, you know, it was for me. It's like, you know, I was in retail for a while and I like to buy all kinds of cool stuff. But at one point I was like, oh, I'm overbuying. And I had to face those consequences. Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear your version of how we can kind of balance our lives with what you're doing today. Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet, Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink, perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active, available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, we just had that little thing that flashed and said, in uncertain times, people are listening. Well, I hope you're listening to Neely, because she's so inspiring about understanding entrepreneurship and how to really grow a company across the nation. So Neely, you know, that piece that I was talking about, you know, when we first start out, you know, you're all optimistic, everything starts flowing, and then maybe it stops, right? What happens then?
I think you just have to be courageous and embrace what is going to happen next, and realize, to your point, that it's about the journey, right? Yeah. And pivoting, and not in the moment. You have to just keep creating new things and embrace those next steps, because it's life and it's short, and we have to hold on to it.
And we do have to hold on to it. You know, last year I rode 700 miles in 7 days for the Challenged Athlete Foundation in San Diego, from San Francisco to San Diego. And, you know, I know when I started that path, you know, I didn't really know if I was going to be able to make 100 miles a day on a bike. I'd done some long rides, you know, but I'd never done anything like that. But you know what I find is, with business and with just about everything in life, we kind of live in this light and dark, yin and yang, pain and pleasure. And what I find, especially with the bike ride, it's like the more you, like you just touched on it, the more that you practice, the more that you train, the more that you, you know, feel the uncomfortableness, maybe even feel the pain to make the change, the more pleasure you get out of it. Is that right? Is that where you are?
All the time. I mean, yeah. I had a bookkeeper once that stole $500,000 from me. And, you know, I at the time probably had 8 or 9 stores and 50 employees. And I couldn't make payroll and I couldn't pay rent. And, you know, in that moment of total defeat, I just loaded my car up, filled it up with shoes, and I said, I'm going on the road until I can make payroll. And during the time, we figured out some things and other things happened, but what an amazing feeling to actually have done it yourself and figured it out and crossed the finish line to where it burns the whole time and it hurt the whole time, to your metaphor of biking. But what brilliance came out of doing it yourself and making payroll and selling every last shoe I could until I got there.
Have you, you know, it's interesting because I think that every great entrepreneur that I've ever come across has gone through those just unexpected, like out of the blue, crazy things that threaten the life of themselves, their company, and everybody else, right?
Right.
And I don't think anybody misses it. I think it comes as one of those challenges. I'm just kind of curious with you, what, like you probably still remember that. What were the big shifts inside of you that you made as a result of that? What did you learn about you?
I probably should have listened to myself more. It takes me a little while to learn things. you know, I'm a very trusting person, and I consider all of my employees family. That was why it was so hard to furlough so many of them during COVID. And I think that, you know, in growing a business, you have to learn a fine balance between delegating and completely trusting someone and figuring all that out. And I could not possibly go over every single line item and every single thing and still design shoes and still work in the stores and still travel and still do all the things that we do all day. So that it is such a fine line, and I'm trying harder and harder to be, you know, a micromanager in a lot of things, but at the same time, allow my employees to have their own leash and figure things out too. It's very rewarding in that as well.
Very good. Well, you know, that design thing, I like documentaries. So I was watching the documentary on Ralph Lauren 2-3 weeks ago, right? And seeing the relentlessness of this guy was pretty amazing. You know, the design side, though, well, talk to me about your mindset around design. Are you still involved in the design? Are you doing the design?
I'm involved in everything. Okay. I'm involved in everything, taking out the garbage to designing shoes. But, you know, very interestingly enough, 25 years ago in the shoe world, comfort was a bad name. If you recall, you know, wearing tennis shoes was not necessarily a trend. And so I was, you know, a young kid and in all the shoe markets with all the big shoe dogs, as they called them. And I was probably one of the only females. I was really one of the only females designing shoes. And I started doing things differently. And I also, you know, since I was a comfort-minded brand, even though it was a bad word, I really wanted my shoes to look great, but be timeless and classic. And those three things are kind of my magic ingredient. Timeless, classic shoes that never go out of style. I still am selling one shoe that I sold 25 years ago, and they're comfortable. And, you know, I'm not on the cutting edge of fashion every day. I'm very much bringing fun back to your feet and creating this just magical comfort. And you can throw the whole shoe in the washing machine.
I love that.
I have a heel that goes right in the washing machine.
Wow. Well, you know, I've seen women with their feet, they're all crunched up, you know, from wearing the high heel. You know, they got bunions. They got a lot of stuff going on because they were of a mindset that that's what they needed to wear. And, you know, I think that mindset hopefully is going out the window some because it hurts so many women.
That's right. I mean, the amount of women that come into our store, put their shoes in the garbage can and walk out in our shoes is crazy.
I love it. Now, what about us guys? Don't we get a pair here and there?
I have a pair for y'all. I have one pair. You get one shelf in my store is the men's department. Y'all should be machine washable, but the style I have for you is not. So
that's fun. That's funny. Well, you know, my wife, Judy, focuses on women also. She, 1992, she started an organization called Women's Wisdom. It's womenswisdom.net for those of you that might want to look it up. And it's women empowering women in business and friendship. And she brings in amazing speakers just like you to empower women to be able to step into their wisdom, their joy, their power, so that they can bring in the businesses that really, I believe, have helped shift the planet in many ways. So
Absolutely. Because you attract these women, and it's kind of that atmosphere that we create in our store that, you know, if we have this great energy and this great joy and we're having fun, you know, people are attracted to that. And it creates such love and such joy, and it spreads, and we just pay it forward every day in that. So
I love that. All right, we get back. I want to talk to you a little bit about what challenges you and maybe your mindset. I'd love to pick your brain a little bit, know what makes you tick on the tough days. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Neely Powell, who is the founder of the Charleston Shoe Company, designing shoes for comfort and joy. I love that. Okay, you wake up. It's a tough day. Maybe you don't want to get out of bed. I don't know. Do you ever have those days you just like feel challenged?
Some days, yes. Well, there are lots of days I don't want to go to the office. Sure.
Oh, okay. How do you get re-motivated? What do you do? What's your mind? What's your thinking, Neely?
You know, I really just, I'm constantly creating new things. If I get in a slump, I kind of come to the team and I'm like, okay, should we open a new store? Should we create a new clothing line, which we've just done? You know, I mean, I think some of my darkest days and the days that really were impactful for me, because I do, you know, my father died at a young age, when I was young. And so I've always been a very, you know, life is too short and I just take advantage of every minute that we have. And so I find it hard to get up in the morning, and even if it is a tough day, you know, not go on a run and not motivate myself in different ways. But, during COVID, it was difficult. We had to close all 32 of our stores. I had to furlough, you know, over 250 employees, and the conversations that I had to have were difficult. And I just thought the last 20 years of my career, of my life that I have dedicated to, that I have nurtured, you know, every day we were facing bankruptcy. And I think in that, you know, fear that you have, you also create these huge opportunities that turn into different things. And I had just started a hospitality and medical line for women at work. And I couldn't bring it to market because of COVID. So we took all of the shoes and I said, some of my employees that I furloughed, I brought them back and I told them, what I want you to do is I want you to find hospitals across the country with COVID floors, with nurses that we can donate these shoes to. And so during COVID, when all of our stores were closed and we had we were not selling any shoes, we started donating these shoes to these nurses. And the nurses would just come to us with tears of joy and just say, you know, we get free pizza and we get all this, but shoes just give you this totally different reaction. And so we started this nonprofit during COVID called Shoe Joy. And what it did to my employees, it inspired them, it inspired our customers, it inspired these nurses to, you know, have this joy and show this compassion. And we've continued to do that. And when I wake up in the morning and I'm having a bad day, I think about that. And I think about all the good that we continue to do. We gave 7,000 pairs of shoes last week to Souls for Souls, which is an amazing organization that gives shoes across the world, not only to people that need them, but that people can take them and sell them to start their own businesses.
Neely, Souls for Souls, how do people get a hold of Souls for Souls? Do you know their website address by any chance?
Soulsforsouls.org.
Soulsforsouls.org. Okay. We'll try to get that up on the screen too. And also with the company, do they just go to charlestonshoeco.com? Is that what it is? charlestonshoeco.com? Okay. Wow. That's
so on our website, you can read about Shoe Joy. You can read about all of our brick and mortar stores, which we operate from California to Florida to New York. And of course, in the South, where we're based in Charleston, South Carolina. And then we have about 580 retailers around the country that sell our shoes as well.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. Okay. And so let's try that charlestonshoeco.com one more time. And we'll see if we can't put that on the screen for you here. I think that is the spelling right now. Can
That's
you see
right.
that? Okay. charlestonshoeco.com.
Ken, you're the show co. I'm the shoe
I'm the show co. You're the shoe co. I like that. Yes. Well, I'm so happy that I've run across you because, you know, I believe you're at the cutting edge of the new entrepreneurship mindset, which is really why I wanted to have you on the show. You know, the way that entrepreneurs have, you know, done, there's been a lot of, you know, really, I would say, waste and environmental issues and employee issues and everything else. But you're a person of service. You're in there making a difference. You're helping people, and I believe that's the new vision for an environment for entrepreneurs. No matter what level you're at, you know, if you're just starting out or you're the owner of Google, this giving back piece, this service piece, is critical for all of us. What do you think about that?
I do. And I don't, if you don't have the means, if you are a new entrepreneur and you don't have the means to give goods and products or give money to organizations and give back yet, I think you reach a line too, which I've done in the past years, where I realize that what I do as a business is important, that the relationships that we build, the people that we employ, the jobs we give, the opportunities we give, and the customers that we touch. I mean, I have customers' cell phones that text me all the time, sending me pictures of themselves and their children and their grandchildren and generations of women. I get pictures of the grandchild, the mother, and the grandmother all wearing our shoes. And, you know, I think you realize at a point, or I hope people do, that are entrepreneurs that still have that side of their brain that says, oh my gosh, all of this is so much bigger than what I'm doing. Even though what I'm doing may seem big, I think that the people aspect of it, I mean, every business is a people business, no matter what you do. And if you can bring those people together on all these different levels and really hone in on all of that joy in life and make it meaningful, as opposed to just building a business, that is the new entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah, that is the new
products. It's making it meaningful.
Well, it is making it meaningful, and especially when you have a lot of young folks today are always they're looking for meaning, and quite frankly, you know, if you can supply that, your turnover is probably going to be a whole bunch less than if you just hire a bunch of kids that want to come in and they'll be there for an hour, maybe a week, maybe a month, and they're on because there's no connection. There's no
right.
How do you do that with your company? Like, how do you create that connection?
Well, we have a lot of weekly calls, Zooms, fun things. I do an annual retreat every year, and so I bring people to Charleston from all over the country, and we have scavenger hunts. I make everyone wear wigs. You know, I bring everyone down to this level of we're all the same people walking the same earth, and we all are on the same playing field. And I think if you can do that, which is what we try to do in our stores, all of my employees wear two different shoes, because when someone walks into my store, I want them to feel like they're at home. And I think that puts everyone on the same level by having someone wear two different shoes. The same thing with wigs at my retreats. And you know, all 250 employees of mine have my cell phone. I know that that's hard to imagine. And, you know, most of them don't use it. But I'm here to listen because I want to listen. This is my baby. And I'd love to hear that someone had a customer come in and rave about the shoes. And, you know, I love to hear all that about it. It's like hearing about your children when they spend the night out for the first time, that they have their manners are perfect.
I love that. Well, what would you say you're most proud of with this organization? What would you say?
I think my message really of a lot of the things we've talked about today is just the opportunities that I've given to people through jobs and the relationships that we all have as a company internally, but also to all the relationships I've built through the shoes as customers. You know, at the end of the day, that's what I will look back on the most. I love the shoes. It's all I wear, obviously. And that's, you know, it's a great thing, but it really is the people and the relationships and what I've built that I can look back on and be proud of.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I'm missing here, but hopefully the marketing team will provide us is some pictures of the shoes. Because I like to be putting those on the screen, but we'll have our people insert that. Wait, put that up one more time. Let me see.
This is a random shoe. I don't sell this that often, so it's not quintessential Charleston shoe, but this is the first shoe I ever sold 25 years ago.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So,
well, there's no randomness about that, because you know, we're talking about the roots and what the base is, and you're still walking on the 25 what you designed 25
That's
years
right.
ago. That speaks really highly of you.
That's right.
That's really
that's
good.
Right.
Well, the future. What is the future for Neely, for the Charleston Shoe Company, for where you're going? What's the future look like?
Well, on a business level, I'm proud to say we opened our first 4 stores since COVID, which feels like a big defeat for me. We just opened our 3rd one on Friday, and we open another one in 2 weeks. So that's very exciting because I love retail. I don't care what anyone says about e-commerce. I love retail. And, you know, we can all get on e-commerce and, you know, sell lots of shoes, but the heart and soul of my business is in those stores with those people and the shoe parties that everyone has. So I will continue to open stores in fun places, of course, because I go there. So they're all in cool places. And we will continue to really drive this Shoe Joy division to giving back. And like I said, just last week, we gave 7,000 pairs to Souls for Souls. We gave about 5,000 pairs to United Way a few months ago. And we just continue to bring Shoe Joy and bring our shoes to people that need them. So that's been great. And I guess I'll continue to hire more employees if I'm going to continue to do that. So
I guess you will. I'll just say this. I can't tell you how many shoes that I have tried on, bought on the internet, tried on, and sent back. I'm so happy to hear that you are gone retail, girl. We need retail. I like to walk in the store, see what I want, put it on, try it on, see the comfort level of it, walk around, make sure it's right, and then buy. It saves me a lot of time. Can't tell you how much time I spent doing all that on the internet, right?
And I mean, growing up, I remember, I mean, in the same equivalent of like flying back in the day when flying was a luxury and it was beautiful. You know, I remember shopping with my grandmother, and that was such an experience. And it stopped being that way for a while. And I think that's why retail died, because people didn't have the experience that they had growing up. I remember walking into Buster Brown as a 6-year-old and buying my first pair of red shoes and begging my mother to let me wear them out of the store. And I think we need to get back to all those roots of enjoying the day with our friends and the experiences that we have.
Well, I believe that's true. I believe it is about connection and we learn from our elders. We do learn, you know, the elders are the ones that hold the wisdom. And so, you know, if we can spend more time with your elders, I would encourage you to do that. I know I personally have 12 grandkids and have a wonderful relationship with all of them. So, you know, I've got lots of connection in my family. We got 3 daughters and 12 grandkids and some amazing son-in-laws with us too. So, listen, we're about almost out. This has gone so quick. Let me just ask you a couple other thoughts here. So what, you know, people are listening to you and if you ever decide to get out of the shoe business, you'll definitely have a career in inspiration and motivational speaking. I can tell you that. What is your message kind of to the world right now, the world of entrepreneurs, the world, you know, as we're going through these wild times? What's your message to everyone out there?
I just think that I really do believe in the message that there's never a problem. They're all opportunities. My dad used to say that my whole life. And I would watch him come home, you know, and my mother too. She was she still is a fabulous entrepreneur. And I would watch him come home with problems, and they would turn into fun projects and fun opportunities, which led to new things and new connections and new people and new places. And I think that if everyone can look at life full of joy and opportunities, as opposed to anything on the alternate side of that, problems and you know, issues, then that kind of the world could just rotate in a different axis, right? If there's so much positive thinking going on in the world, I think that it changes everything. And if you can do it just one soul at a time or shoe at a time, then maybe things will happen.
I like one shoe at a time. And I like, you know, I like, there's a saying that I go by that nobody can make me happy unless, nobody can make me unhappy if I choose to be happy, and nobody can make me happy if I choose to be unhappy. And I would plus that. When we're wearing the Charleston Shoe Company shoe, ladies, when you're wearing them, then you'll always be happy. I think that's the deal.
That's right. That's it. Some women come in, and if I'm wearing a skirt, they say, "So do the legs come with the shoes?" Oh, I think our new thing is happiness comes with the shoes.
Oh, I like that. I love that. There's something new about a brand in there somewhere. You know, happy shoes. I have this guy, he comes on now and then. He's the kind of the Tony Robbins of Japan. His name is Ken Honda. And he's got a book out there. It sold millions of copies. Happy for something. I know Marcy Shymoff in the United States had a book called Happy for No Reason. But happiness is what it's about. That's the point, you know?
That's right.
Stay happy. Okay. Wow. Well, I have one last question, right?
Okay.
All right. So we've talked a lot about these, the entrepreneurs, and I want to come full circle, right? And what we can do and what your mindsets are and stuff. But the full circle part of this is you're brilliant in the fact that you could have gone bankrupt. You could have said no. You could have let down in with COVID, but back to that piece that we started with, relentless, right? I want you to just leave on a closing note with that. What's your advice to help people stay relentless?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it's pretty easy to be relentless when you love what you do and you're passionate about what you do. And you just have to keep on trying. I mean, every day I come to work and every one of my employees knows, if I bring something to Neely, she'll try it three times at least. And that's the definition of relentlessness, right? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you if I have time for one really funny story.
Go.
I had braces for 3 or 4 years. And so I was a young teenager, and my mom wouldn't let me get them off. And she was at dinner one night. My dad had a resort, and they were having dinner with George Bush, and he was visiting the resort. Yeah. And I called every 5 minutes while she was at dinner and said, "I want to get my braces off." And she'd go, "Neely, no," and she'd leave. And then I'd call back, and I think this happened 5 or 6 times. And finally she goes, "Okay, you can have your braces off." So I think the relentlessness is so important in so many things you do. If you want something, you have to go and get it, right? And if you want this, you want this dream to be a reality, you have to knock on everyone's door, and you have to try everything 3 times, and you have to pivot, and you have to create new ways to do things if they're not working one thing or not. And that is relentlessness, regardless of the way you view it.
I just love that, because I think that's what miracles are made of, being relentless.
That's right.
and that's having right. faith, and just, I love your 3 choice, you know, I might say 10 choices, whatever it takes, you know, but yeah, right. I love it. Right. Neely, thank you so much for being here. Honestly, this was so much fun, and I'm just so happy we worked it out so that you could be here.
That's right. We were relentless this morning.
We were relentless. We didn't talk about it on the show, but we had a lot of technical glitches, if you're wondering what that was, my audience. And we were relentless. We spent 40 minutes trying to figure this out to get here, and we did it.
So. Well, I'm glad I got to spend an hour and a half with you instead of 45 minutes, because it was a joy.
It's a joy for me, too. Thank you so much, Neely.
Thank you.
And I want to just thank all of you for watching the show today. If you would like to find out more about Neely, then, of course, you can go to charlestonshoeco.com, and you'll get all her information there. If you like this show, I encourage you to do one thing today. Go pass it on to somebody you love. That's how we grow our shows. That's how we change consciousness. That's how we're in service to others, is do something that you normally wouldn't do, but be of service. And if it's not passing this show on to one person, then pass it on to 10. Okay, till next time. I hope you continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Take care.